Hey, it's Randy Miles on the phone with Manta Musa from MoneySmartLife.org. And Manta, we have a couple of things going on today. We're going to start talking about the home buying timeline and also a little PSA to help us engage with the COVID-19 vaccine.
Right. I had my first shot a couple weeks ago with no ill effects, and I want to encourage our listeners to get their vaccine as soon as possible. It doesn't really matter which of the three currently approved vaccines you get. Here's what we know, that if you have been vaccinated, if you do get COVID, it will stop you from getting sick enough to have to be put in the hospital, and it'll stop you from going into intensive care and dying. That's the benefit of the vaccine. If you get sick, it's nowhere near as severe. And there's already 519,000 plus people that have died from this. That's enough. Get your vaccine as soon as it's available.
Absolutely. My father and my auntie getting theirs this afternoon, and I hope I can go stick my arm out as well. We're going to be starting this series on buying a home, and there's a distinct timeline that happens with this.
Right. We're going to be doing a series that goes through the home buyer timeline. This is the timeline that every home buyer goes through. There are five steps in this timeline. And we're just going to introduce it this week. And then in coming weeks, we'll go into detail on each of the five steps. But the first step in the home buying timeline is, I think I want to be a homeowner. Everybody starts there, right? You get a thought, you get a vision. At this point, you want to do some research to find out whether home ownership is really the right thing for you at this season in your life. The second step in the home buying timeline is getting mortgage ready. Most of us that buy a home are not able to do it cash, so we have to qualify for a mortgage. So that's the next step. The third thing that you have to do is find the home. After you get mortgage ready, then you got to find the home. And that goes into some of the things we talked about, I think it was last week or earlier, location, 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 and how to find the home. The fourth step is buying the home. You got to buy it after you find it. And there's a process for the negotiation, the research, and all those kind of things that you want to do so that you make a smart, informed decision. And the fifth step is to keep the house. Once you buy it, you don't want to lose it. So we're going to go through those five steps in detail, and we encourage people to go to our website at moneysmartlife.org. There's a pictorial of the timeline up there, and also check out TakeControlTuesday.com, where as we progress through the series, you can always catch up, listen to back episodes, and that type of thing. So once again, we're on this home ownership journey. Things are opening up. And for those people that want to buy a home this year or early next year, we're going to do everything we can to assist them in doing that.
Absolutely will. Well, Manta, thank you, and I'm looking forward to it.
Amen.